Having recently acquired a Chromebook, I was casting around for a vector-based drawing application when I came across Vector Paint. In a vector-based drawing application, all the points on the items that you draw are based around coordinates. So essentially you have a series of coordinates which are joined by lines, which means that when you scale the drawing up, you don't get the pixelated or blocky effect that you do from a pixel-based image editor. So you can scale it up much more effectively without loss of definition. Vector Paint then, although it was available through the Google Play Store, is simply an online application. So I thought that would fit in quite nicely with the 366 WebAuth 2.0 tools. So here it is. You don't need an account to log in. You can get started drawing on a blank canvas straight away. And you've got all the simple tools that you would expect from this kind of application. So you've got a line drawing tool, shapes, freehand drawing, text tool, and then you can also insert images. But not an extensive range of images because, well, inserting ordinary JPEGs from elsewhere is not going to work in a vector-based environment so much. The range of shapes that you've got is quite extensive, so you've got quite a wide-ranging shape library with lots of different categories like animals and arrows and symbols and flowcharts and so forth, kinds of things you'd expect. Each of the items that you put onto your canvas can be edited. You can resize and rotate it as you'd expect to be able to do. And you can also fill and change the border outline. But quite interestingly, you can also apply some different effects. It's not a massive range, but it's, I guess, similar to the kinds of effects that you get on the filter menu in a pixel-based drawing application. So they can be really useful. You can get sort of bevel effects and so forth. You've also got some plugins that are available which extend the capabilities. So you can buy plugins which allow you to use layers in your image, masks and clip paths, and some advanced text features, although for that one you do have to pay, which is, I guess, a small price for getting extra functionality. The only downside to Vector Paint, as far as I can see, and it's only in my opinion, is that there's no grid feature, so you can't snap your drawings to a grid, and that can restrict your capability to some extent in positioning things finely.